So well, you had mentors like Tommy Griggs and, yeah. and others to Mr. Malloy to who maybe taught you some leadership skills.
Yeah, right.
But what other sort of specific skills? Because there are a lot of things that you just can't pick up. Did you study books or go to classes or yeah. or how?
No,
did you
learn I'm a guy that hard knocks.
Okay.
I tell my story is I tell everybody, I say, everything I know is how not to do it.
Okay.
When I first, I'll give you an example. When I first faced the boat up and faced up the barge, I didn't know how to back off a plate and plank it out in the river. I just come full ahead and grab it off. You know, I had a lot of nerve back then. I had more nerve than I had sense. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
And of course, there was nobody looking over your shoulder to mentor you.
Yeah,
so you had to figure it out yourself.
Yeah, I had to figure it out myself, and it took me about 5 years to do that.
Oh, my goodness.
And
wow. So so when you, I mean, you obviously had to be somewhat fearless.
Yeah.
Because if you were timid, you wouldn't be able to do the job.
Yeah, I know the hand of God's on me to help me, I had some good friends at Harvard. They would, you don't need Tommy and Captain Tommy and Cliff and and other different men. They would say, no, you don't need to be doing that. You need to do it this way. That's they sort of teach me and coach me, you know, not to listen to them, you know.
Right. Now, you were single at the time.
I was single.
And okay, you're out there. And what was the rotation like? Back then,
it was I'd work 30-15, I think it was, and it wasn't very much time. It was really tough. You're a young person,
right?
With your hormones going crazy.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
And that's all. I was a young man, and it was pretty tough. It was really rough. And I got married when I was 30, and that really was really rough. And
So the woman you married, did she know what she was getting into being a couple
Yeah,
wife?
She did, and that didn't work out very good.
Okay. So was it the lifestyle, or were you just...
No, it was bad choices for me.
Okay.
I always tell people, you know, when you pick a wife, you need to go to church or go to the laundromat in a tough place. I went to the wrong places, and I'm not the wrong place. My story is... I was delivered from alcohol, and rather than the Lord deliver me, set me free.
And how long ago was that?
Over 21 years ago.
My goodness. And so you maintained your sobriety for 21 years?
Yes.
Wow. And, but for all those years, that's almost half your life. So there were a number of years when you were really struggling.
Yeah, I was struggling in two failed marriages until I was 40 years old. I became a captain when I was 27. In 1983, I worked with some of the best captains there ever was. I got a chance to work with the old steamboat captains at ACBL. Captain Lewis Enlow, A.C. Shelton, D. O'Donham, all these boats you see named after them, Delmar Yeager. I worked with all of them. And they get imparted things to me that I'll never forget.
Right.
And you just don't forget what them old captains tell you. And when they tell you something, you better pay attention. You know, they just don't talk for nothing.
Right.